fucked over the line twice. Fucked over the line like you'd catch a fucking loaf of bread and fucked you over the line with his shorts up.
But for my part, what concerned me was the way his good name was attacked.
The game is called football for a very simple reason that you're predominantly supposed to use the foot.
This one was an interesting game to talk about. The Mayo 130, Monaghan 12 points. I enjoyed watching it, but it was terrible. Like, you saw the usual from Mayo. Lee Keegan bombing forward, Ushi Mullen bombing forward, Paddy Durkin, they were all good with their usual running game. It's just up front they were dreadful and they couldn't finish anything. And I suppose, Conan, when you have a look at it, they have Orm, who, you know, he's decent. He's a good club player for Knockmore, but I'm sorry. But now I know they're down a few players. You have Brian Walsh on the wing, and you have Carr, who flatters to deceive massively. Kearney looked like he had a little bit of something at 14, only the problem with Mayo, they played Aidan O'Shea in at 14 for a full season. And didn't use him. They don't commit to use him. even Ruan tried to give him a ball and kicked it over the bar rather than give the feckin' thing to him. But yeah, so like, isn't it a weird game? It was littered with mistakes, even though it was watchable, low scoring, you know, strange.
Yeah, and I'm honestly trying to think of something different to say about Mayo's attack, because like that it's one of the best weapons in the country, like the most dangerous weapons, like those boys coming forward, like, you know, Durkin, Mullineau, McLaughlin, like powerful angled running, like it is brilliant when you get it going. That score McLaughlin got, I think it was Durkin darting from right to left and then Mullen driving in and then giving it over the top to McLaughlin, who hits it with the top of his laces. Like that was proper like clutch stuff. It was going 100 miles an hour. But and sometimes it feels like, you know, there's just no way of holding this out. It's like you're trying to hold back the tide of these boys because somebody's going to get through. So that's always a class thing they have up their sleeve. But yeah, and then you get further forward and it seems like the rest of the attack is lacking so much bite that Matthew Rowan's allowed to shoot whenever he wants. Like, you know, he seems to have a license to hit the ball wide as much as he wants. And Matthew Rowan's a brilliant footballer, but he does hit a few wides as well, probably more than he should. So I don't know how to sort of rate them going forward as a point. I think they're pretty much exactly where they were. I think they've got Aidan O'Shea in the right place, sort of sitting deeper and doing the dog work that we know he can. And then up top, like, you know, Killian O'Connor's still going to score 1-6 every game, be it from freeze or whatever, and they've got enough potency, I suppose, from the running power. Maybe that will sustain them. I don't know.
Yeah, they need Doherty and O'Donoghue obviously back, because they make a big difference, just an added bit of quality to their forward line. But you know, not only were their defenders all play well, Aaron, they dragged Monaghan forward line where they didn't want to go. Keegan was on Moen. He pretty much stayed back. But Jesus, Mullen had McManus in an awful state, like running around the field, and McManus not where he wants to be. To be fair to McCarron, he I think it was Hesham was on him. He was trying to follow him, but he got stuck in and did a bit of good work and got up the other end of the field as well.
He did, but I suppose we flagged it up in your show last week. It's just unnatural for those boys to be having to do as much chasing as they did. But to be fair to those Mayo boys, Jesus, they were just relentless. They were just breaking from all angles, all distances. And they just have to be followed, because they do what everyone wants your defenders to do now, and that's run to the far end line. You know, even as Paddy Durkin was chipping the ball over the bar late on in the game from the 14 where they'd broken in, if he had just looked to his left-hand side, Owen McLaughlin was screaming at him one-on-one with the goalkeeper, where he had followed him the whole way up the field. So they're definitely a handful once they get their running speed going. And it does, it totally disorientates and breaks up whatever type of a forward pattern that you have. And I suppose even all the plotting and planning that you would want to do in terms of keeping men up the field and passing people on, it's just the pace that they break it and the amount of them they break, that to communicate that correctly during a game, it's probably, I would imagine, it has to be very difficult. So your other option is just hair on up the field after them again and try and do your best to curtail them.
Well, that's it, Conan. Usually we've promoted on this show, you know, pawn them off. But sure, you can't all be pawning them off. I would suggest against Mayo, you have to just follow your man. Follow them. Because if you can't pawn McLaughlin, Mullen and feckin' Durkin off, and maybe Hessian might go as well. Jeez, the poor spare man out the middle won't know where to look if you're trying to pawn it. But you do, you have to follow Mayo. And what you do against Mayo then is you have to make the most of when the game gets it back into set, you know, areas where you're back resetting. and you have a chance to attack them, that's when you have to make hay against Mayo. Because when they attack, your shape is all over the place.
Yeah, and that's what we've said before, but say about defensive teams against Mayo, like they are going to have space because Mayo are going to push up and they're going to push everybody up and attack as well. Maybe that's all right. Maybe that's just the way Mayo attack. Maybe they're just a running team and they've got Rob Henley to put over any free outside the 45. And as I say, they've got Killian O'Connor to tidy up anything else inside. And like, this is where their biggest threat is, because it's skewed in their favour. Like, nobody else has that sort of threat from that type of running power that Mayo have. And maybe they should just lean into it a bit more, because there is a trend now where you're seeing, me and you have been guilty of saying, can you not just have 11 or 12 men back? Is that not enough? But if everybody's going forward, these teams are too good. Like, if 15, 14 men are going forward, they're going to find the spare man and get through. So you probably have to have that bit of responsibility. And like, there was a part in that game where I thought, oh, McManus going out is, out around the middle a bit is working, because he knows the type of ball that the players want inside. He's appreciating even some of the runs when they're not completely free. He's still trying to find them and over the top. But then he's at the edge of the D trying to keep an eye on Aidan O'Shea. Like, how has it worked out that Conor McManus is the last line between Aidan O'Shea and that danger zone, and Aidan O'Shea just goes round him for what's probably the most pivotal point of the game?
Yeah, well, that black card was a huge moment in the game, Aaron, because Mayo scored 1-3 when McManus was off the field. I don't know how directly, linked it was. But look, they were down to 14 men and Mayo scored 1-3 to no score after Monaghan having a good start. So I suppose it was directly linked to that black card. And it was a black card. He put his other foot back out to trip up.
Yeah, initially, whenever I first seen it, I thought, Jesus, Barry, that's harsh. Like, no way that's a black card. And then whenever you watch it back in slow motion, it was...
It was a great spot.
And to be fair to him, he was right beside it, so it was the right call to make. But I'd say Conor just was disappointed. I'd say it was just a reaction that happened. His foot was out. He had tripped him before he realised. And I suppose he could protest all he wants, but letter of the law, it absolutely was a black card.
Yeah. Began was well off target on his freeze as well. Usually he's a lot better than that. Last point is the Kearney one, because we didn't actually talk about this, Aaron. Do you see potential in this? I thought that was an interesting thing. He looks pretty good over his head. He swung a lovely point over near the end line. I don't trust Mayo to commit to this, because, like I said, they didn't do it with Aidan O'Shea. But it's definitely something I thought was interesting.
And it was. It surprised me, because I know he came in from his club one. I think it was either All-Ireland Junior or Intermediate Club.
Junior,
and
then I think.
Yeah, they introduced him. But he was playing mostly as a half-forward, and sort of your modern-day half-forward working up and down the field. So I was very surprised to see him play inside and to stay in there. So maybe, well, I'm fairly sure it's something that they have been working on training, and something that he's obviously showing a bit of promise in. I think if he stays in there and you have the likes of O'Donoghue coming back, Jason Doherty, maybe Conor Loftus or Kevin McLaughlin, it gives them much more danger and much more scoring threat. And if they do attempt the odd time to pepper him with ball, from what we've seen yesterday, he definitely has the capability of being a decent inside forward who can take others into the game. So it'll be interesting to see if whenever the other players come back, if he can still hold his place in there.
Yeah, but not just to pepper him with ball, because this is the thing, Dermot O'Connor gave him a ball, he kind of messed it up. But there was no one flying off his shoulder anyways. I do think Mayo, they just don't play that game very well. Like, if you give a ball into the Kerry full forward line, Conan, someone's going to be popping off him. Like, you saw Kilkenny with Conn, like, they worked on that. Like, a good ball into the forward line is only one part of it, because you can't just trust him to do a Nugent on it and feckin', burn his man every time, because a good cornerback was seen. Nugent caught him that time. What happens now? I'm not going to get caught again. What are Nugent's other options, or what are the other players' other options? There has to be that off-the-shoulder run, and that's what Mayo don't seem to, because their half-forward line probably sits too deep. They don't get up close enough.
Well, they got it one thing. Well, the half-back line can get up close enough. We get that goal chance of Owen McLaughlin's, right, when Killian O'Connor threw it off to him. But the half-forward line's very deep. Like, obviously, Walsh and Dermot O'Connor are doing, unbelievable amount of work. But Aidan Orm is even really deep as well, and actually doing really good work around the defence. But, yeah, it just leaves that big gap for them as well. Maybe they want that. Maybe they want to carry it back up the field. But they got that one example where you thought this could be electrifying. Like, you know, play it in early, give to O'Connor, he'll pop it off to Owen McLaughlin and get off his shoulder. But those boys are probably best place to do it, because five of the six defenders, Keegan, Mullum, Hesse, and Durkin and McLaughlin, like, they're absolute live wires. Like, so, like, maybe it just needs to be slowed down more than other teams and then break with those boys.
Yeah, we were actually comparing Aidan Orm to you before you came onto the show here today. We said you both look very young, you both have red hair, and you're both slightly out of place at top level intercounty football. We'll leave it on that one. Conan is Aidan Orm, basically. That's it. There's the comparison of the weekend.
We're fucked over the line twice. Fucked over the line like we'd catch a fucking loaf of bread and fucked you over the line with his shorts up.
But for my part, what concerned me was the way his good name was attacked.
The game is called football for a very simple reason, that you're predominantly supposed to use the foot.
Killing in the name of...